A very good morning to you. Welcome to today. Now, as I mentioned, we had a discussion between Major General Jeremy Vieri yesterday and then Nafiz Modak around, and I'll tell you a little bit about it. So we spoke to Major General Jeremy Vieri about an interview with a News 24 journalist, and this stems from the accusations made against him by Nafiz Modak. Now, he accused Media 24, Mr. Wicks, of unethical and irresponsible reporting. So we couldn't get, and I said this yesterday, we know Media 24 as being an impeccable news service. They've got some really great investigative reporters. So we thought that we'd afford them the right of reply to Major General Jeremy Vieri. Now, during the interview, the General Vieri and Nafiz Modak basically, you know, spoke and had a bit of a conversation. But Pieter de Tooy, the assistant editor, but also the man in charge of investigations at News 24, joining us this morning. Pieter, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure, Kino. Good morning.
Lekker. So we couldn't get you guys on time yesterday. I know Adrian's always in exec meetings and, you know, things are busy. But, you know, some allegations have been made against Mr. Wicks, the journalist. I did mention the fact yesterday that, you know, Media 24 has been responsible for some really good investigative journalism, and we wanted to give you guys right of reply then. But I'm glad you've got the opportunity now. You also had an opportunity to listen to what transpired on air yesterday. So yeah, what is your response to the general?
Kino, thanks for the opportunity. Look, and thanks for getting in touch with me and getting hold of me. I think that the background to this whole issue is the fact that over the last decade or so, certainly since 2013, we have seen some reporting and reportage being done in the service of political machinations, political agendas. We've seen reports and defamatory reports being planted by agents of many hues and colors and affiliations at news organizations, which had serious and dire repercussions for our young democracy. We saw what happened. Absolutely. At the National Prosecuting Authority, the South African Revenue Service. We've if anyone has not yet read Anton Harber's very scary book about what happened at the Sunday Times or the Rogue Unit stories, you should do it, because it's one of the most scariest books in journalism. Absolutely. You'd read. So I think there's an enormous awareness of stories being planted. We are aware of our job as the Fourth Estate, like you guys are at Cape Talk and Eyewitness News. You know that you don't operate in a vacuum, and whenever you receive something, you should know that it's being done with certain intentions.
Absolutely.
Now, that's the theoretical and broad background to where we are at the moment. In regards to this specific story, I did listen to the interview, and I heard Major General Vieri refer to my text to him in the morning, and that was an attempt to open dialogue after he registered his disappointment in the story on Facebook. Now, just the facts, which the general did not allude to yesterday, is that Jeff Wicks, the reporter in question, which is a reporter with a fantastic reputation, someone that we trust implicitly, and that's part of our investigations team. He contacted both Vieri and General Lincoln on the 30th of October. He asked them. He made contact with them via WhatsApp first, followed that up with telephone calls, and tried to put the facts contained, or the allegations contained, in the affidavit, which was part of a complaint laid at a police station with a case number, to him.
I'm listening to you.
So we got a hold of the affidavit. It's linked to a case number at a specific police station with an investigating officer linked to it. And we contacted everyone involved in that story. This was done within the prescripts of the press code, within the prescripts of News 24's own ethical guidelines. When Jeff contacted Vieri, he did not respond. First contact was by WhatsApp. The message was read within the hour after Jeff sent him the message. Jeff followed that up with a phone call, which was not returned, not picked up, and not returned. He did call Andre Lincoln, who's also mentioned in the story. Lincoln promised to get back to Jeff with comment, which he never did. So we, in as far as the prescripts of the press code, own ethical approach, universal conventions and guidelines which guides reporting is concerned, you know, we did what we could to source those comments. The story, you know, and what I find interesting as well, and unfortunate rather, is that this thing comes up 3 weeks, 17 days after the story was published. You know, so
absolutely.
So I don't understand why Major General Veery only comes forward now, why he did not want to engage with us then. When I reached out to him yesterday, where he told me just no fair to lot, he doesn't want to talk to me now, you know, and we'd still like to talk to him. We'd still like to put his side of the story. We understand that we live in a contested space, you know, we understand we operate in a contested environment. But this was a story which was newsworthy in the context of what is happening in Cape Town, what is happening in Cape Town with law enforcement. We tried to get a comment from all those involved. They opted not to comment to us. We'd still like their comment, their side of the story. And I can say that there has been contact between Major General Veery and Adrian Basson, who is the editor-in-chief of News 24, and they will be meeting early December. But those are the facts, Kino, and that's what transpired.
Okay, and I mean, he you know, he also accused your journalist, I think, in that interview we did, of a previous story that apparently, allegedly, that I'm not aware of it, that the journalist did, and apparently News 24 had to then retract it.
I think Major General Veery might have his lines crossed. I don't recall anything like that. In regards to a different police general, when News 24 had to apologise for stories, so I think he might be confused with a different reporter and a different news outlet. Look, you know, the only thing that we have going for us as journalists, like you very well know, is a reputation as a news outlet, as a journalist who is fair and accurate. Now that's all we can try to do. So you know, I would love to have been able to talk with Major General Veery yesterday. He opted not to, which is which is unfortunate. You know, if we're going to move forward in this country, and if we're going to be clear in our reporting, and if we're going to be accurate in our roles in service of the public, because it is our readers and your listeners in the end who we serve. You know, then we need to make sure that we go out of the way to establish the facts. We hoped and we tried to do that. But the subject of our reporting also need to respond. Because if Major General Veery responded to Jeff when he sent through those queries, when he called him, you know, it might even have led to a totally different story. You know, if Major General Veery thought, look, these are the dangers around the reporting A, B, and C. Let me try and engage the reporter and try and explain to the reporter what's going on. That could and had the potential to change the story. Unfortunately, he opted not to do that. Hopefully, in future, we won't have to go through the same exercise again. But I can tell you that Jeff is a valued member of our investigative team. We take our job at News 24 extremely seriously, and we are very aware of very recent unfortunate incidents at media houses where they've been played. So we're absolutely very much aware of that.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you guys got your right of reply today. You know, I've known News 24 and Media 24 for the longest time, and the people who work there. And the one thing I can say, and I said this yesterday, and I'll repeat it today, they cross every T, dot every I, with leaders like Peter de Toy and Adrian Basson, people who are seasoned journalists. They really have delivered an impeccable, and I believe continue to deliver an impeccable news service. So, Peter, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Kino, thank you so much, and thanks for the kind words, and have a good weekend.
Just hold on, Peter. Hold on. I think I'm told that we're going to play a voice note quickly. Let's just take a listen to this.
Cape Talk is being duped into doing the bidding of gangsters. The interview with General Veery clearly indicated that you were being used, and now you're perpetuating this whole situation of allowing gangsters to muddy the water and create an environment where it appears as if the police are not acting according to the way they should. But in actual fact, the real reality is that News 24 have not done their homework yet and have rushed into going to press with an article that's not fully investigated. Net result, police look bad, and Mr. Modak is very happy because he's got a whole lot of free publicity for his ridiculous stunt.
I don't know. I mean, I refute that we get used by gangsters. As a matter of fact, General Veery had no problem with us when we contacted him about this. He had no problem with that at all. So, you know, people can make baseless allegations about the media as well. But, I mean, if you have some proof that either Pieter du Toit or myself are being used by people, then please bring that, because we're not. Pieter, your response.
Look, I get that response. I understand that it's a contested terrain, like I said earlier.
Yeah, it is.
If there's a case number, this issue will be investigated by the police.
Yep.
If it gets thrown out, then the mud will be on Nafees Modak's face.
Mm.
So, and we'll report that as it happens. We are aware of people trying to use everyone all the time. Let's be aware
yep.
of it. Let's steer clear of it.
Exactly.
And let's report as factually as possible and give everyone an opportunity to air their views.
Because people need to understand this, Pieter. We get calls from people on a regular basis. Oh, do this. You need to do that. And we have to be so careful because of the platforms that we actually command.
Look, we don't take our jobs lightly. We don't take the responsibility that we've got lightly. The platform that you've got at Cape Talk, the platform that we've got at News 24, is important because it needs to be used in service of the country and in service of our democracy and constitutionalism and fairness and justice. So we don't take it lightly.
Mm.
When we publish something and when you broadcast something, it's not on the spur of a moment. That
Absolutely.
Does not say we don't make mistakes. We do make mistakes. But when we make mistakes, we attempt to rectify it as soon as we can. But we do stand by our reporting when we believe in it as well. And in this case, the reporting was done accurately, and it was done within the prescripts of the press code.
Well, Pieter, thank you very much for your time. Pieter du Toit is the assistant editor and head of investigations at News 24. Your time now at 10:29. I'm Kino Cummings with you all the way through until 12 o'clock. And yeah, if there's anything you'd like to throw into the mix, then please do so. You can give us a call on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. After 10:30, we're also going to turn our attention to what's happening in Brackenfell. I see a police helicopter hovering over Brackenfell High as we speak. Once again, some impeccable reporting by Newsroom Africa. We'll bring you some live sounds there, and we'll also chat to our very own journalists. It is 10:30.